Phyllis Hall worked in the emergency room and outpatient clinics of Dallas's Parkland Hospital for 8 years. No day could compare to November 22, 1963. Remember, you can hear our full interview on the scenic route at AmericanCountryside.com. Today's feature, after this.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone. They're gone.
You're kidding.
Nope, they're gone. They're gone, gone.
Okay, all right. Think about it. Where did you have them last?
I remember I was home, then I took them, and then I spent them on that vacation to Aruba. Then I bought this miniature suit of armor I saw in the in-flight magazine.
And that's the last you saw of your savings?
Yes.
This is so weird.
I know, right?
Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. You'd be surprised how quickly a little money from every paycheck can really add up. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
The armor is cool, though. Oops. I think I broke its gauntlet.
You broke my favorite part.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
It was about 12:30 in the afternoon on November 22, 1963. Nurse Phyllis Hall was in the hallway outside the emergency room at Dallas's Parkland Hospital.
I watched Mayor Cabell and his wife go through, and then Lyndon Johnson and Lady Bird, and the doctors were trying to get Lyndon on the cart because they thought he was having another heart attack. And then Governor Conley came in, and he was gravely wounded.
Someone said a cart was needed outside. An obstetrics resident went to see who was in need of assistance.
Of course, what he saw was the mortally wounded president and Mrs. Kennedy, and she was still laying across his head. So it's my understanding that he just told her, he said, if you'll move, I'll get him out of there.
The cart with the president passed Phyllis on the way to trauma room one.
There was this gentleman, some sort of security that had been with the motorcade, but he came to the door and he was holding up this huge gun. And he looked at me, of course I was in uniform. He took me by the arm and he says, we need you back here. So I wasn't going to argue with him with that big gun.
Phyllis went inside the trauma room to see what she could do to assist.
You know, there was nothing we could do with him. We did all the normal things to try to get him back. He was very bluish gray and his eyes were fixed and dilated and his mouth was slightly open.
You can hear our full interview on the scenic route at AmericanCountryside.com. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Dallas, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.